KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, legislators of both political parties in Iowa have voted to reverse Governor Branstad's order to close the state-run mental health institute in Mount Pleasant. Under the plan that cleared the House and Senate last night, the MHI in Clarinda would also remain open until mid-December. And legislators are asking state officials to find a private company to run the unit there for 15 elderly patients. Representative Dave Heaton, a Republican from Mount Pleasant, got emotional during the House debate last night.
We responded to the majority of Iowans who want to see these facilities remain open. This is our last chance. I think we are carrying the message of Iowans to the governor to ask him to reconsider his position on this issue.
Senator Amanda Reagan, a Democrat from Mason City, said closing the two mental health institutes would be a step backward.
This compromise is a win-win for the governor, the legislature, and most importantly, Iowans who count on those services to assist family members and friends who suffer with severe mental illness.
The proposal would reopen the inpatient program in Mount Pleasant's MHI for people with a dual diagnosis of substance abuse and mental illness. Plus, Heaton said the plan asks the governor to let the facility continue offering services for adults with acute mental illnesses.
It will allow us at least one more year at Mount Pleasant in our MHI before he can figure whatever else he wants to do, and at the same time allow Clarinda to remain open and provide services to those seniors who are seriously suffering from mental health issues, a difficult population.
Some of Clarinda's elderly patients are extremely frail, and a few are convicted sex offenders who may be too aggressive to be placed in traditional nursing homes. The proposal to keep the two mental health institutes open, at least temporarily, was included in a massive budget bill that outlines over $1.8 billion worth of spending for the Iowa Department of Human Services, the Iowa Veterans Home, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Department of Public Health. The bill easily passed the Senate on a bipartisan 33-17 vote, but narrowly cleared the House on a 51-42 vote. Red Oak police responding to a reported incident of assault early this morning ended up taking a local man into custody on assault and drug charges. Officers were called to a residence in the 900 block of East Hammond Street at around 3:30 a.m. An investigation resulted in the arrest of 41-year-old Eric Michael Huffstutler of Red Oak on an aggravated assault charge for allegedly threatening someone with a pocket knife. After he was taken into custody, Huffstutler was allegedly found to be in possession of marijuana. He was booked in the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. Deputies in Montgomery County arrested a Red Oak woman Wednesday afternoon. Authorities say 35-year-old Jolene Mardell Kane was taken into custody at around 2:30 p.m. on a warrant charging her with fifth-degree theft. Kane was being held in the jail on $300 cash bond. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Department of Public Safety State Fire Marshal Division said authorities are investigating multiple cases of arson. According to Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater, the arsons occurred between May the 7th and May the 11th at 1693 330th Street in rural southern Adair County. Anyone with information pertaining to the fires is asked to call the Adair County Sheriff's Office at 641-743-2148 or the Grinnell Mutual Arson and Fraud Alert Committee at 800-362-2041, extension 8265. Persons providing credible evidence leading to the identification, arrest, and prosecution of those who committed the crimes may be eligible for an award. In our funeral announcements, Lula Klein, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Lula Klein will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Donald Murph Murphy, age 73, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Murph Murphy will be today at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Jefferson, Iowa. Marilyn Turner Foster, age 81, died August the 10th of 2014. A visit with her family will be held tomorrow from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Barbara Barb Stanley, age 82, of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Barb Stanley will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Sylvia Witt, age 68 of Griswold, died May the 28th in Omaha. Funeral services for Sylvia Witt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Omaha. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Richard Carroll, age 86 of Elkhorn, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Richard Carroll will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vernon Nielsen, age 89 of Avoca, died January 27th in Omaha. Graveside services for Vernon Nielsen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Diane Bilheimer, age 84 of Casey, died Wednesday in Des Moines. A funeral service for Diane Bilheimer will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Quanah Mae Warner, age 63 of Commerce City, Colorado, and formerly of Adair, died May the 20th. A visitation for Quanah Warner will be Saturday from 1 until 2:30 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lawrence Larson, age 92 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Lawrence Larson will be Saturday at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clifford Christensen, age 88 of rural Atlantic, died April 20th in Arizona. Memorial services for Clifford Christensen will be on Sunday at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Luella Hall, age 78 of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Luella Hall is currently pending. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Roland Watkins, age 55 of Omaha and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Roland Watkins are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.